Unit 4.
Страница 679. 1. Прослушайте и прочитайте предложение вслух.
1. I'll call you back in 15 minutes. 2. I'm afraid I'll be late. 3. We'll be happy to see you in Moscow again, Mr. Clark. 4. I'll probably see them one of these days. 5. I'm sure the work will be successful. 6. I hope it will be a success. 7. We'll try to find it out tomorrow. 8. There'll be a new serial on the first channel next week. 9. It'll only do you good. I'm absolutely sure of it. 10. They'll give you a definite answer soon, I suppose. 11. Just a second, I'll switch it off. 12. Just a moment, I'll turn down the radio. 13. You'll only press the button. 14. Oh, wait a bit, I'll go and find out. 15. I'm afraid we'll have to agree to their prices. 16. We'll have to spend 2 more days on this job. 17. I'm sure they'll be able to operate the equipment.
Страница 680. 3. Прослушайте диалоги и прочитайте их вслух.
1.
I think today's discussion will be very interesting. Are you staying?
I don't know. Actually, I've finished work, so I'll have to wait for nearly an hour. Are you staying?
Yes, I am. And I'm even going to speak.
Oh, are you? Then I think I'll stay too. 2. On the phone. Hello. Is that Mr. Johnson's office?
Yes, it is. What can I do for you?
Could I speak to Mr. Johnson, please?
No, I'm afraid not. No, not for the next 2 hours. Any message?
No. I'll call back in 2 hours' time. I hope he'll be able to talk to me then.
Ah, yes, I think so. Your name, please.
Haley. Frank Haley.
Just a second. I'll write it down. I'll tell Mr. Johnson you rang him.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Страница 682. 1. Прослушайте и прочитайте примеры вслух.
I won't forget it.
He probably won't remember.
I won't keep you long.
Perhaps it won't take as long.
You won't have to waste any time.
It won't do him any harm, I'm sure.
He won't be able to take part in the contest, I'm afraid.
I don't think they'll be interested.
He doesn't think the machine will be reliable.
We'll never forget it.
There won't be any problems.
I don't think there'll be any difficulty.
Страницы 685-686. 1. Прослушайте и прочитайте примеры вслух.
A. 1. Will it be convenient for you to begin at 9? 2. Will you be back in Moscow by that time? 3. Will there be in time for the interview? 4. When shall we meet again? 5. Which of you will be able to join us? 6. How long shall we have to wait? 7. Which of them will be able to take part in the discussion? 8. Why won't he be able to operate the machine alone?
B. 1. Will you have a cup of coffee? 2. Won't you sit down? 3. Will you have a cigarette? 4. Will you join us? 5. Will you join me for lunch?
C1. Please switch it on, will you? 2. Just turn it off, will you? 3. Please close the window, will you?
D1. Let's discuss it some other time, shall we? 2. Let's work out more definite instructions, shall we? 3. Let's listen to the specialist's opinion, shall we?
Страница 687. 4. Прослушайте и прочитайте диалоги вслух.
1.
Good morning, Mr. Bennett.
Good morning. It's so nice to see you in London again. Won't you sit down?
Thank you.
A cup of coffee?
Oh, with pleasure.
I'll tell Mary to bring us the coffee, and then we'll get down to business, shall we?
Okay.
2. On the phone.
5750979.
Hello, is that Bailey and Co?
Yes, it is. Can I help you?
I'd like to speak to Mr. Bailey.
Ah, Mr. Bailey. I'm not sure he's in. Will you hold on a moment? I'll go and find out. Are you there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Mr. Bailey is out at the moment. Will you leave a message?
No, I think I'll call back. When will Mr. Bailey be in?
In the afternoon. Will it be convenient for you to ring then?
Yes, quite. Perhaps I'll even come round. Do you think he'll be able to see me?
I think so. Who shall I say was calling?
Lawson.
Will you repeat the name, please?
Let me spell it. L-A-W-S-O-N. Lawson.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Lawson. I'll tell him you called. Bye.
Bye.
Страница 688.
Topics for discussion. 1. Making an appointment. Viktor Pavlov is a representative of a Russian company which is interested in buying Japanese equipment. The company has done business with Japanese firms before. Viktor has just come to Tokyo. He wants to make an appointment with his Japanese counterpart. Viktor is learning Japanese, but he's afraid it will be difficult for him to speak Japanese on the phone. He knows that his counterpart's secretary speaks fluent English, so the whole conversation is in English. Good morning. Is that Mr. Fukuda's office?
Good morning, yes. What can I do for you?
Viktor Pavlov from Moscow here. Can I speak to Mr. Fukuda, please?
I'm sorry, not just now. Mr. Fukuda's in a meeting.
Oh, is he? When will he be free?
In an hour and a half, I think. Will you leave a message?
No, I'll call back later. 2 hours later, Mr. Pavlov calls back and makes an appointment with Mr. Fukuda for 11 o'clock the next day. Next morning, Mr. Pavlov and Mr. Fukuda meet at the appointed time for talks. Here's the end of the talks. I think we'll order 10 of those machines now, and we'll probably buy some more in the near future. I'm sure you won't have any trouble with them. It's really a first-class model. Could I see the machine in operation while I'm here? Certainly. We can arrange a visit to a factory where they have just installed some. You'll be able to ask the engineers any questions you like. When would you like to go? The sooner the better. How long do you think it'll take you to make the arrangements? It won't take me long. I just have to let them know and fix the time. Will the day after tomorrow be too late for you? Oh, no. I'm only going home in 5 days, so it'll suit me perfectly. Shall I give you a call tomorrow? Yes, please. I think I'll be able to give you a definite answer towards the end of the day. And the day after tomorrow, I'll call for you at your hotel and take you to the factory. Fine. Thank you very much. I'll give you a ring tomorrow afternoon, then.
Страница 689.
Topics for discussion. 2. Cancelling an appointment. Nelly Stepanova, an interpreter with our embassy in London, has an appointment with a dentist, but she's caught a bad cold, so she won't be able to go. She's rung up the dentist's office and is speaking to the nurse.
Hello, Dr. Robertson's office. Good morning, my name's Stepanova. I've got an appointment for 3 o'clock this afternoon, but I won't be able to keep it, I'm afraid. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch your name. Will you spell it, please? S-T-E-P-A-N-O-V-A. Stepanova. Ah, Stepanova, yes. Let me have a look. Yes, Miss Stepanova, 3 o'clock. Shall I cancel it? I'd like to put it off till next Thursday, if I may. Sorry to give you so much trouble, but I've fallen ill. Shall I put you down on Thursday at the same time, then? Yes, I think that'll be all right by then. Thank you very much. Ah, not at all. Thursday at 3, then.